We have heard these readings many times in our lives, and I just want to begin by saying we should try to avoid the temptation to listen to these readings, these gospel readings inspired by the Word of God, as a broken record. You know, every year we kind of hear the same thing, round and round and round. We hear the same thing, same thing, same thing. We should try to avoid that type of attitude and try to see it more as a spiral staircase, you know, that takes us higher and higher and higher, or deeper, deeper and deeper into the mystery of the love of God. When we look at the cross, my dear friends, what's the first thing that you see? You see the effect of sin. The effect of sin. I'm going to start with the negative and I'm going to end with the positive. When we look at the cross, all of us, my dear friends, have a part in that cross. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that sinners were the authors and ministers of all the sufferings that the Divine Redeemer endured. Let's say that one again. Sinners, you and me, we were the authors and the ministers of all the sufferings that the Divine Redeemer endured. To know ourselves as sinners, to come to truly see ourselves as sinners, should break our hearts. It should break our hearts, my dear friends. If there's one day of the year that we truly should try to cry, weep bitter tears, it's this day. When we look at the love of God and we see how much that He has loved us, no? And this is what brings us hope, what doesn't lead us into despair. When we look at the love of God, we see what He has done for us. The cross is there for us to contemplate. It's to see, it's the proof. It's the proof. You know, St. Paul says, God proves His love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. I live in the faith in the Son of God who has loved me and gives him and has given himself up for me. So you see this double image. Our sinfulness, our sins placed on the cross, and the infinite love and mercy that God has towards His children. We're His children. He loves us. And this is the beautiful thing. He offers us forgiveness. How sweet are those words. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But when we contemplate this mystery, my dear friends, if we just look at it from an intellectual point of view, it's going to leave us cold. You have to truly enter into your own heart. Look at your past life. Just see everything that you've done in your whole life. And know that Jesus was there in your sins, in your failures, in your anger towards God, maybe. He was there, patiently waiting, just like the merciful Father was patiently waiting and looking for His Son to come back to Him. If we can see God this way, as someone who is waiting for us, who's waiting for our conversion, waiting for our return, we won't be afraid of Him. You know, if we just focus on our sinfulness, right, we can become afraid of God. Uh-oh, look what I did. I'm the cause of God's death. The Son of God died because of me and because of my sins. That can lead me into a certain fear, a doubt of God, and I'm just going to run the opposite way. And that's not what God wants today. We have to come before ourselves in reality. I hurt God. My sins hurt God. Children, you little children, I want you to say, I want to say something to you little guys. Saint Faustina Kowalska, she had a vision of children scourging Jesus. She had a vision of children scourging Jesus. All of us, from the youngest ones to the oldest ones, we're all part of this. Right? We're all part of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus wants to heal us. I love that one phrase. You know, I'm sure you're all going to see the Passion of Christ. It's also in Scripture, you know. Jesus says He makes all things new. The precious blood of Jesus makes all things new. There is no sin that cannot be forgiven. That's why it's so beautiful to see all of you go to the Sacrament of Confession. Every time you walk out of that sacrament, Jesus blots out all your sins and returns the innocence, returns the innocence of your to your soul. How beautiful that is, the merciful love of God. My dear friends, let us spend this time with Our Lady as well. If anybody loved her son, it was Mother Mary. If anybody truly loved us, it's our Mother Mary. She wants to help us enter into this mystery of the love of God and into this mystery of what is sin. All of us need to know that sin is a lie. A lie. The devil presents it to us all the time as though it's going to make us happy. It's not going to make us happy because it's always going to lead us to the cross. We will suffer because of our sins. The lies that we choose to lie, my dear friends, always trick us. Jesus presents before us, just like in his trial, the Son of God or Barabbas. Who do you want to choose? Who do you choose? Young people, think about this. Who are you choosing to follow? Who are you choosing to have as your idols? Is it the Son of God or is it idols? These little rock stars, these little actors, these people in school that seem to do everything bad and they're popular because they're doing it bad and everybody likes them and they're they're the popular people on campus. Who do you follow? Who are you choosing in your heart to love? Because all of this, my dear friends, is a question of love. Am I loving Jesus with all my heart? Am I choosing him with all my heart, even in those moments that cost me? Even in those moments that cost me. Mary was faithful. She stood by the cross. St. John, what a beautiful young person. What an example for all the young people. No, St. John, he also was faithful to Jesus. He stood by Jesus. Precisely because he stood with Our Lady. How important, my dear friends, is the role of Lady in our lives. With Our Lady, we can conquer the temptation to come down from the cross. We can conquer that temptation. The world is going to scream it at you, my dear friends. Come down from the cross. Come down from that Catholic doctrine. Come down from living a chaste life. Come down from not wanting to go and, let's have a party. Let's do some drugs. Let's take some booze. Come on, come down off the cross. Why are you trying to be so different? My dear friends, look, we become strong precisely when we are different. When we are different, we are lights. Christ is that light in us. And it's his light that shines through us. And when people start to see us, they no longer just see us. They see God behind our actions. They see God behind our words, my dear friends. And it's so important. Young people, I can scream this till the end of the world. You people are so important in the eyes of God. Know your dignity, young people. You are so important in the eyes of God. You are the future church. In the church that I'm at there in Spain, there's like no young people. I don't know about the churches here, but I mean here, I love this. There's so many young people here. I'm not used to seeing so many young people in the churches. You need to make your presence felt, my dear friends. You need to be what God wants you to be, holy. You need to be able to be strong enough to say, I'm going to do the right thing. And I'm going to do it for the love of Jesus. And I'm going to do it for the love of the people that see me. Because my witness will make a difference. You know, the devil wants to always put us down. Put us down. Take any hope away from us. You know, it's like the first thing that happens, we may fall. What does he do? He puts us in a disappointment. We experience a disappointment in our lives. After that disappointment, what happens? We get the doubts. Uh-oh, I've fallen. Now God doesn't love me anymore. And then from the doubt, what happens? We become discouraged. Now, look what I've done. God really, I don't know if he really loves me because look at me. Now I'm getting discouraged. Now I just don't have any energy to do the right thing anymore. And then from discouragement, I fall into a depression. Nothing can go right. Look at me. I'm a sinner. I just can't change. And from there, I get into despair. It's all over. There's no hope. Well, if I can't beat the world, I'm just going to join the world, and I'm going to do what everybody else does, and I'm just going to forget about Jesus. That's what he does. He always gets us down. He wants to press us down. And that's not what we should allow him to do, my dear friends. The more he comes at us, the more we have to remember the cross. The more he attacks us, the more we have to ask Jesus, Jesus, give me the strength to be here on the cross with you. Give me your love, Jesus. Because it's only the love of Jesus that's going to keep us on the cross. When I am convinced of the love of God, I will fight to preserve that love of God in my heart. And not only fight to preserve that love of God within my own heart, I'm going to want to be going out there to try to conquer hearts and introduce that love of Jesus into the hearts of so many people that do not know or have not experienced that love, my dear friends. Meditate well on the passion, my dear friends. Don't let this be just another broken record. I've heard it all before. I've heard it all before. Ask Our Lady to take you by the hand. Ask her to give you your heart. Ask her to unite your heart to her heart so you can look at that crucifix with her eyes and feel with her heart what she felt when she looked at her son, my dear friends. With this, I'm going to end the homily. And I truly, with my prayers, I will ask for all of you, on all your behalf, that Our Lady helps us all to live this day, Good Friday, in a way that can be a moment of true conversion, a change of mind, a change of heart, that we may truly make decisions once and for all to cut off with anything that can be sinful and make that decision, that solid decision, to follow Jesus no matter what. Jesus, you lead, I follow. If it means leading me to the cross, I'm going. If it means I'm going to have to suffer something, I'm going to do it. For love of you, Jesus, and only for love of you. There is this one saint, and with this I'll leave you. There's this one saint, he belonged to the Oratory of St. Philip Neri, a Spanish saint. His name was St. Sebastian Valfre. And he says this, he goes, "When it's all over, you will not regret having suffered. Rather, you will regret having suffered so little and suffered that little so badly." There's a lot of wisdom in that, my dear friend. There's a lot of wisdom in that. When we see what our sufferings have done, when we get to heaven and we see the fruit of our crosses accepted, we're going to say, "Why did I not suffer more? Why did I not trust you more, Lord? Why did I not make more sacrifices, my friends? Why did I run from the cross?" Who runs from the cross? Satan runs from the cross. He can't stand the cross because he knows the cross is the place where he has been defeated, my dear friends. If Satan has been defeated through the cross, we should be running to the cross, because if we run to the cross, that's where we know we're going to obtain our victory. Amen.